I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Once again, let me remind you, it is a good life living for the Lord. Today, we're going to continue our study on the subject of bird's eye view for me and you, books of the New Testament. We're in study number 22, the book of 2 Peter. Let me invite you to look at our website today, lrwm.org, lrwm.org. On that website, you'll be able to listen to some previous broadcasts of It's a Good Life. You'll be able to download transcripts of this program, It's a Good Life. If you'd like for us to send you a printed copy of this program today in transcript form, It is a good life, write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. I'll be glad to send to you a free printed copy of the transcript of It's a Good Life, this program today of 2 Peter. Study number 22 in our subject, Bird's Eye View for Me and You, Books of the New Testament. Well, today we are looking in the book of 2 Peter, and verse 1 of 2 Peter tells us who wrote this book. It says there, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Now, the date that this was written was around A.D. 68 or later, and somewhat later than the first letter that Peter wrote. And this is generally considered because of his reference to his death in 2 Peter 1:14, where it says there, knowing that shortly I must put off this tabernacle, this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. He knew that his time was short on this earth and he would be with the Lord soon. Well, the setting here is that Peter is asserting the truth of God's word against the false teachers who are trying to destroy the faith of the saints. We see that around us today in so many ways. And it is unsure whether this letter, the second Peter, is to the same group of Christians who received the first letter by Peter. The key verses here, I believe, there are several. And let's read a couple of those. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, it says, This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Now, let me remind you that in order to have a pure mind, you must think upon those things which are pure. First of all, you must have asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart. You must have trusted him as your Savior. And then as we study the Word of God, we put those pure things within our mind. We get the understanding of God through the Holy Spirit as we read the Word of God. The more we read, the purer our minds will become. So Peter is saying here, I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles, of the Lord and Savior. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 and 18 goes on to say, Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. It's not talking about the loss of salvation here. It's talking about getting away from the Lord and not living for Him. Verse 18 goes on to say, But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. And there are several other verses that we could look at, as we could say our key verses in this book, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, could also be considered, I believe, key verses. Well, what is the purpose of the book? The purpose, I believe, according to 2 Peter 3:17 and 18, is to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus instead of falling to the errors of false teachers. And we've read that just a moment ago growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Growing in knowledge means that we get into the Word of God and we study the Scriptures. We look at the Scriptures, and as we look at those Scriptures, we can gain wisdom from the knowledge that we gain from studying the Word of God. Well, somewhat of an outline can be seen here of the book of 2 Peter as we look. The knowledge of God, first of all, in 2 Peter 1, verses 3 through 21. The knowledge of God, we are to become partakers of the divine nature according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. And then we see that there's something that took place with these apostles, including Peter, who was an apostle. The apostles were eyewitnesses, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. They were witnesses of our Lord. In Matthew 17:5, it talks about the transfiguration. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, it talks about the baptism of Christ. In Acts chapter 1, verse 22, it tells us the qualification for being a witness of Christ's resurrection and that of being an apostle. They would have seen these things that took place in the life of Christ. They saw Christ. They touched Him. They ate with Him. They lived with Him. And so they were eyewitnesses. And Peter reminds us of this as he writes this book. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21, it says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." The first part that I read here in verse 19, it says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. And that more sure word is the Word of God, the Bible, that He's given us today to lead us and to guide us. And this would be another section that we look at as an outline of this book, would be God's Word is not of private interpretation. The Word of God interprets itself. We are not to give a man's representation or a man's idea of what the book says, but we are to go on what God says. Now, there's nothing wrong with commentaries. There's nothing wrong with listening to the man of God as he is led by the Spirit of God through the Scriptures. And I always encourage you to have your Bibles open, if that's possible. Have your Bibles ready that you can follow along and see the Scriptures as they unfold as we go through the bird's eye view for me and you in the books of the New Testament. Anything that I teach, I recommend and I encourage you that you look at the Scriptures, compare Scriptures with what I'm saying. And that's a good rule of thumb with any person who stands and proclaims the Word of God. Make sure that they are using the Scriptures, that they can back up what they're saying with the Scriptures. Remember, it's of no private interpretation, but it is what the Word of God says to us personally through the Spirit of God. Peter also warns here against false teachers. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 22, it talks about this. And he goes on to say there had been false prophets, and there would be false teachers. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 says, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you." And there's several of those around today, we know, in our day and time. And he goes on to say, "These people will privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." That means swift destruction will come upon these people. We have people today who, maybe you've had people making fun of you as a Christian. Well, don't worry about that. Let God take care of that. Their destruction is coming, those people who are making fun of those who name the name of Christ. Well, God's wrath on the ancient world and grace for the ungodly is seen in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. And then in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 10 through 22, we see the marks of the false teacher. It says in verse 10 of chapter 2, "But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities." And it goes on to describe these false teachers. The Lord is plain here in these scriptures. Remember, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is the author, the actual author of the New Testament and the entire Bible. He, of course, used men like Peter, who was an apostle, to pen down the words, to give a description, to give an accurate version, to give an accurate rendering of what took place and what was happening and what would take place in the future. God uses men to let people know how they can be saved, how they can live as a Christian, and what's going to happen in the future for the Christian and for this world. Well, the Bible goes on to say that in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 18, it talks about the coming of the Lord. It goes on to say that in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, there will be scoffers and mockers. This second epistle, it starts out there in verse 1 of 2 Peter 3. It says, "Beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation." Don't let anyone confuse you. Don't let anyone to discourage you, because the Lord is coming. The Lord is at hand. I believe that the rapture of the church could take place at any moment. And the second coming is not the rapture, but is the coming of us who name Jesus Christ today. Those people who know him as Savior, we will be coming with him at his second coming. And there are scoffers today who are walking about and say, you've said this many times that the Lord's coming. Well, where is he? What's happened to him? How come he hasn't come back? Well, he is coming back, and that is for sure according to the Word of God. Well, there's many other things that we can point to here, applications and lessons that we see in 2 Peter. And we see that 2 Peter applies to all Christians in the world today. The teaching of false teachers lead to destruction as in the old days, according to 2 Peter 2, verses 1 through 22. Hold fast the word of God, Peter says, and spiritual growth, the ingredients of spiritual growth can be found in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 21. Let me invite you to receive Christ as your Savior today. Ask him to come into your heart. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior. If you'll trust him today, God will save you for his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Savior of all of those who will trust him. Ask him to come into your heart today. Well, it's been good being with you, and I trust that next week you'll tune in at the next time of this program, where we'll study number 23, 1 John, the bird's eye view for me and you. Until this same time, when you'll hear me say, "It is a good life. May the Lord bless you richly," is my prayer.